supervillains this week on Destructomundo.
It's on, it's on.
There's no sound. Play with the rabbit ears.
It reports, incredible as they seem, are not the results of mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria. Why do they think we're imagining all this?
Destructomundo.
Hi, I'm James.
I'm Ted.
And I'm Derek.
Supervillains, man.
Scourge of society.
Exactly. I mean, we've got sort of a supervillain around now with Bin Laden. At least they sort of treat him like it on the news. You know, you hear about him every once in a while.
Yeah.
He's hidden away someplace, and you don't know where he's at. And he's sort of a man without a country, you know, like a lot of supervillains tend to be. He doesn't have his own country like what Latvia? No, Latvia. Latvia is a real country.
Yeah, Dr. Doom's country is a
Latveria?
Latveria, yeah. Is it Latveria?
I think it's Latveria.
It's a principality or someplace like Liechtenstein.
Luxembourg.
Yeah. It's like a city.
Yeah, I guess Bin Laden's a villain, but he's not super.
No.
No, but he was he's portrayed as
Sure. He's a classic supervillain in that he doesn't necessarily have to have powers. He has control.
Right. Yes. Like, yeah, I would consider Ernst Blofeld a supervillain. Yes. Supervillain.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't have his own island fortress.
But he has a whole resources.
It's the resources, the network, which is, that's the sort of, how Bin Laden's portrayed. His army of minions that are out doing his evil work.
But they don't all dress alike and have cool uniforms. Like
true.
Schmurfs.
Right.
Smurfs?
Smurfs.
Diapers are cool.
Smurfs do dress alike and
what did you say Smurfs?
Smursh.
Smursh.
Smursh. Okay, yeah. I thought you said Smursh. Spectre,
that's right.
I think Smursh was from...
No, Smursh was...
Smursh was a real organization,
wasn't
it?
That's right. Yeah. What was the... who was the villain in Get Smart?
That was Chaos.
Chaos,
okay.
You're thinking of Thrush, which is Man from U.N.C.L.E.'s.
That's what I'm thinking of.
And then there was Mad from Inspector Gadget.
Okay.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Hell, we were talking about.
Okay. I didn't. Okay.
No, just Mad with one name.
That's
Dr. Claw.
Right.
Yes.
He had the cat and everything. That. Dr. Claw.
I'd forgotten about that.
And they have to be maimed. Well, no, I guess they don't have to be maimed, but many villains are maimed. Blofeld's maimed.
Yeah, he's
Dr. Doom's maimed. But I guess, they don't all have
it. It gives them sort of that...
We don't have a super, like a
mad scientist.
It gives
them that Shakespearean bad guy deformity to illustrate evil.
Sure.
Like Richard III, with the humpback.
Yeah.
And Bin Laden's bad kidney.
Does he have a bad kidney?
He's on dialysis.
He's got a leg problem, too.
A lot of people diabetics have leg problems.
He walks with a cane or something. There's something wrong with one of his legs.
So his diabetes makes him...
It's not diabetes. He just has a bad kidney.
But does he limp? Does he have a gout from circulatory problems or something?
I don't know. Maybe he was bit by a scorpion.
But I know I've seen him like walking. There's footage of him walking with like a stick.
Yeah, there was speculation that he got hurt in Tora Bora, but...
Okay.
Well, he has done supervillain-like things in that 9/11.
They are often disfigured or maimed in some way.
Yeah, you're going to make them ugly.
Then they get to wear the cool mask.
Well, yeah, that's part of their mystique is that they get to wear a cool outfit that sort of like hides their disfigurement.
They get to wear capes.
Yeah. Like that guy
or Nehru suits.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. What was the bad guy in that? The one that wore the face mask with the...
I
don't remember his name.
I don't remember what his name was.
But he turned out to be Moriarty.
Yes.
But Moriarty wasn't deformed.
No.
No.
Well, it's not a prerequisite, but...
No.
It always helps.
It's a common thing.
That way,
yeah, Moriarty's Moriarty's a cool supervillain.
Yeah, he's the kind of supervillain that like plots way in advance and everything's like all the minutiae's like taken care of, and
yeah, he's like super super smart and
has the whole network of people.
His lieutenant, Colonel Moran.
Yeah,
Colonel Sebastian Moran. He's totally cool. Yeah,
and I mean that's the thing is that you have to have somebody like Sherlock Holmes to stop a guy like that. More so, I always thought of like my favorite Sherlock Holmeses were the ones with Moriarty in them. You know, they were always the ones.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Where he was going.
Well,
after
it's like the, you.
It was, you know, more of a story of Moriarty with. Than it was about Holmes.
Because it's a greater testament to, you know, to the good guy when he has the really, really bad guy. You know, it's like the...
Yeah,
you, you
know,
have it's to like have a nemesis.
Yeah,
otherwise.
It's like the James Bond ones with the crazy Spectre plot to blow up the world is much better than, like, you know...
The Russians, like, than the later ones. I mean, there were Russians, of course, but they weren't the focus. They weren't the bad guys so much as they were, like, our unwilling allies a lot of times. Yeah. And, like, for Russia, love and...
But the ones, the ones with like Blofeld and the master plan to do something hugely nasty, you know, is much better than like, you know, we got to get this, you know, decoding machine back.
Yeah, it's like, even you know, though Man with the Golden Gun is one of my favorites, and you just got a hit.
Yes,
well, my favorite
Scaramanga though was like
my favorite is From Russia with Love, which is actually the most realistic of them all.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty decent Cold War thriller where they are getting like a Russian decoding machine.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's just a good Cold War movie.
But
then, like,
it
had Goldfinger. That's the definitive Bond film.
Sure.
And that's another great supervillain.
But they all were out to do something, you know, to destroy civilization in one manner or another in order to further their own designs.
Well, they're all basically, you know, they want to, you know, reshape the world to their pleasing.
They just want, they want to bring the world to its knees and
get their thing.
Ransom, sometimes.
You know, and obviously most of them are just incredibly rich.
Yeah. But they all had, like, cool stuff. Like, you know, Blofeld had the giant thing in the middle of the ocean, and, you know...
What?
The giant thing in the middle of the ocean.
What are you talking about? The volcano?
No.
Where he launched the
thing from...
That's not Blofeld.
You're thinking of Dr. Evil from
The one in Spy Who Loved Me?
Yeah.
No, that's not Blofeld.
Who is that?
I don't remember his name.
I thought it was Blofeld.
No. Blofeld's in You Only Live Twice as Donald Pleasance for
He's got the cat.
He's in Diamonds Are Forever.
I don't know why.
No,
that
guy's
Blofeld.
Not Blofeld.
No,
he's Blofeld ass because he wears Nehru suits too.
Yeah.
So he looks...
That's the guy that expects James Bond to die.
That's Goldfinger.
No, that's Goldfinger.
Is it? No. What am I?
And he's shooting a laser in his crotch?
I'm going to get flamed, man, by all the James Bond guys. And I love James Bond movies.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell.
All you have to do is
you stick a microphone on me and I can't remember
Jack. And even
TBS or Spike TV every week.
I do.
Even,
I need to have the DVD collection.
And even
even
Hugo Drax wore Nehru suits.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I think there really is something.
And he had a space station.
He had a whole fleet of space shuttles.
Space shuttles.
And a space station.
Yeah. And then you also have, I guess, I don't know, we could talk about Bond villains all day, but...
Oh, sure.
But I can just
the neo-Nazi plots, too, I guess.
But as, I mean, the Bond villains as that archetypal supervillain there, they're generally, they're sort of the wealthy industrialist.
Sure.
You know, just gone to the absolute, you know,
or
extreme.
Some rogue general.
Lex Luthor.
Luthor is, that's most because obviously to be a supervillain, to take on the world or take over the world or attempt to destroy the world or whatever, to exert your will on that level takes incredible resources. First and foremost, lots and lots of money.
Sure. Whether ill-gotten or inherited.
And then obviously, you know, there's a lot of them that are the sort of, if not fully mad scientist, you know, they're the kind of technical. You know, technology-based industries.
Well, sure. I mean, that's why Bin Laden fits that image so much, because his parents own the construction company that built the infrastructure of Saudi Arabia, and then you have... He got a fair chunk of money when he basically left the family. I mean, they've more or less disowned him. in whatever way that entails. And I mean, he has set himself up. I mean, he's...
Yeah.
I'm sure he doesn't spend a lot of his own money to do what he does, but, I mean, he... Having money is the only way to really get money, so... He just... He fits that image of the supervillain. You just haven't heard him, like, do anything... Like, Bin Laden builds a giant magnet.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you know, he's not, you know, flying around the world in a Zeppelin.
No.
You know, wearing a cape and a pointed helmet.
No. That reminds me, even though he's kind of been pushed to the wayside, but he was really vocal back in the early 90s, is Vladimir Zhirinovsky did all kinds of supervillain talk in Russian parliament about building giant burying nuclear waste at the border with Georgia, and then building giant fans to blow radiation to subdue the population. Or he even said, well, I mean, there's a book you can find, I don't know who wrote it, but it's called Absolute Zhirinovsky, and it's nothing but Zhirinovsky quotes. And there's stuff about secret submarine fleets that the Soviet Union has that has giant lasers on it, that they sit off the coast of the United States, and they're going to laze the United States to death. And he would get up in the parliament or be in front of the German press and say and assert that they had all this stuff.
German or Russian?
I'm not German. Russian. I'm sorry.
Russian. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Germans start talking that again. Yikes!
But it's hilarious.
It's.
But that was super fun. There was nothing behind it. It's like, man. And he was running for president when Yeltsin got kicked out for being an incorrigible drunk.
It kind of surprises me that there aren't more actual honest-to-God supervillains.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, see, there are, probably, but we don't hear
about
them.
That's the thing. I mean, more people...
The Illuminati and all
that. The Bilderbergers and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to go that route.
Well, there was Adolf Hitler. I mean, Adolf Hitler, leader of his own country, sure, but...
But, I mean,
drove the most evil army in history.
Imagine, like, as many, like...
Not that Nazism's awesome, pardon me for saying, but they were the best villains, and to this day, I'll sit through Raiders of the Lost Ark, and I know I've seen it over 100 times.
Yeah, you got to have good costumes, too.
They were exceedingly well-dressed.
Yes.
Well, in the sense that, like, there was a... I kind of mean that half-jokingly, but also, like, an important part of that is the image, and they worked that all really, really well.
Yeah.
You know, the all black, the death's heads, all that stuff. You know, all the regalia. It's all visually striking and very intimidating. You know, if they'd all been dressed in, you know, like coveralls and baseball caps, you know, it wouldn't quite have been the same, you know. But I mean, it's very intimidating. That's an important part of it.
Well, it's very iconic. All that.
And they certainly played that card very well in their favor.
Sure.
But I mean, you think about it, there's like, you know, as many, like, especially now, everything's so technology-driven. There's so many people making so much money off technology. And you've got all these wacko egghead dudes with billions of dollars. It really surprises me that more of them don't...
I know. Why? Bill Gates is like...
Don't wig out and, you know, build some giant flying wing and, you know... And whatever, you know...
Why doesn't Bill Gates live in space? I mean, if I had Bill Gates' money, I would live in space.
You know?
I mean, he's a philanthropist, and he gives a lot of his money away. People still consider him evil because of Windows and his business practices. But honestly, I mean, he does a lot of good.
He would be a shoo-in for a mad scientist. Steve Jobs, on the other hand, would make a great supervillain. He's got little wire rim glasses and he's a short little dorky dude. But if you think about it, who's the guy? I don't remember his name, but he runs Virgin Atlantic and Virgin Records and
Branson. Richard Branson.
Built a spaceship and went down to space.
Sir Richard.
Yeah. I mean, he's.
Elton John.
He's. It's like a gay Dr. Octopus.
What do you got, Tourette's? You just say, Elton John. I think it would be kind of interesting to see some of those people suddenly decide, you know, like, I think I know how to do all this better than everyone else, you know, and just come up with some crazy secret scheme and, you know, start building.
Hatch a plan.
Yeah, start, like, you know. Some secret facility somewhere, start stockpiling whatever.
If I had that kind of money, I would still live in a compound. Oh, man.
Island stronghold.
Oh yeah.
Mountain stronghold, jungle stronghold.
Even if you were already a low level villain,
Arctic stronghold. You got to have them all.
Yeah.
You got to bounce around. Yeah. You know, you can't.
Can't stay in one place.
Island stronghold, mountain stronghold, jungle stronghold.
Jungle stronghold.
And then
definitely.
The airborne stronghold.
Yeah.
Arctic and island, and then yeah, you got to have
deep sea stronghold.
Well, then you have to have one
undersea.
In the middle of the ocean, like the you know the fake oil rig stronghold. Mm-hmm. Ocean stronghold, and then
one
you have to have
deep in the
space stronghold, moon base.
Then you gotta have you have the flying wing, or a zeppelin, so you can just roam around.
Yeah.
That way you're not actually in any country. You can kind of get out there in international airspace.
I really like the zeppelin idea.
Flying wings are pretty cool.
I mean, the owner of Goodyear may have had that idea. I mean, he built, you know. The Goodyear blimp hangs out and advertises with it. But
blimps aren't anywhere.
Maybe
near
his original
cool.
idea yeah, was blimps, that blimps I will destroy the world. Well, maybe I'll just advertise
the blimp.
I'll just put words on the side of it.
But so, what is it that keeps these filthy rich people from doing
this? I think it's lack of imagination. Honestly, I think that once you get that much money, you start worrying about how you're going to lose it because you start losing money hand over fist, like in an hour, because you're so tied up in investments that you don't have liquid assets anymore. They're all tied up because you have that kind of money. So many people are trying to get you to do stuff with it that's like going to make you more money instead of going out and just spending it and making things that you really want. You'll never be able to spend that much money if you have Bill Gates' money. He could stop working right now and do whatever the hell he wanted. And by whatever the hell I wanted, he could be like, I really want to live on the moon. And he could do that. I mean, yeah, he'd spend all of his money doing it, but he could. He could go, yeah, I think it's time for a moon base. Microsoft needs to be based on the moon. No more taxes.
General lack of motivation, probably. I mean, there's not motivated
well,
to do it.
I'm just
they're
saying.
They're too comfortable.
It just seems like there's a lack of.
They're not disfigured.
True.
If they had something to be really pissed off about.
So Bill Gates got his face melted in some industrial accident,
yeah. And he had somebody to blame it on that got superpowers.
Right, somebody would have to do something to him, and he'd have to pool his resources and concentrate that. And
but
in
to get
some
the person
kind of
that turned him into melt face,
yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Otherwise, he's just sitting pretty.
Otherwise, the machine just keeps rolling along, and he keeps.
I don't know. Who else is really rich? Richard Branson. Maybe Richard Branson could be like, you know, his nemesis versus
Branson versus Gates.
Yeah.
In a battle for the world.
Well, Branson's kind of cool. He's got his own airline and
he has
tries to go around
island.
The world. Yeah.
He's got
tries
a spaceship.
To go around the world in a balloon. He always seems like a really good guy. Maybe he's really evil. I don't know.
He's surrounded by women. I saw an MTV Cribs, and Mariah Carey just happened to be in his place, hanging out.
Well, maybe if you get them both together, and then there'll be an accident, and one of them will go, like, good. One of them will turn superhero, and one of them will turn supervillain.
Hugh Hefner needs to be, like, a supervillain, too, though. I mean, he's got women surrounding him all the time. And he lives in a mansion, and he can get away with nefarious stuff. But he only, you know, he's like, screw it, I'm rich, I'm never taking off my pajamas.
I just can't envision Hugh Hefner as a supervillain.
Well,
you're going to have an attitude, I guess. I mean,
I wonder if he has a throne at his house.
I hope so.
Yeah, I'll
be disappointed if he does.
No, I would.
I'll feel personally let down. But, so. Can you be a supervillain and not be filthy rich?
I don't think you can. Not a supervillain. You can be like
semi-villain?
You can, some of them got their start as like, you know, like.
Well, envision, I mean, just the sort of the classic mad scientist. You could be like some completely brilliant egghead guy working for somebody.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, you're not filthy rich, but you're super brilliant, but you haven't come up with something that's making you shitloads of money.
I'm going to get flamed for this, but like the Riddler.
Well, I mean, those are just villains.
They're not super villains.
Movie Riddler, or he worked for Batman.
Riddler's a villain. People like the Riddler and the Scarecrow.
That's
awful.
You know, that was an awful.
Super villains
awful
are like
movie.
Doctor Doom, Apocalypse. You know.
Yeah, but Apocalypse was from another planet.
Well, you can still be a supervillain from another planet. That's the other type. It's like the alien supervillains.
He's like extra-dimensional.
Yeah.
He's not even... Yeah, he's beyond...
And there's Galactus, but I guess he's not really a villain since he seems to not know what he's doing half the time. He's just
Galactus
running around.
Galactus just eats planets.
Yeah.
That's his deal. I mean, he's just hungry. I mean, that's not really being villainous. That's just being like, I gotta eat.
Just doing your own thing, man.
I want a planet sandwich.
He's just doing his own thing. So, okay. So... to be a villain on that level, to be a supervillain,
you have to have political power.
Not necessarily.
Well, think about it. Dr. Doom is a political... He's the leader of his own country. Well, he's a dictator.
But you don't necessarily have to have political power. If you have, like...
But if you do, you already have...
You totally eschew political power for just plain terrorism.
Stalin could be a supervillain.
Well, I mean, obviously... Power can manifest itself. I mean, they're the guys that...
You have to have power. Not necessarily political power, but power of some sort.
But obviously, huge economic power in that sort of wealth gives you political influence. You may not be actually have...
Well, I'm not saying it's a prerequisite. That's a type of power that you can have other than just a private fortune.
Sure. But you have to have access to some serious resources.
Yeah, and you're going to need military hardware also, so you're going to have to be able to buy it.
You can't be a supervillain and like live in your parents' basement.
You can buy whatever you want. I mean, they have arms shows all over the world.
No, but you can plot living in your parents' basement.
You can scheme. Yeah. You just won't be able to do it.
You can have aspirations to be a supervillain in your parents' basement.
Well, then we start talking. That's like the villains from The Tick.
Oh, now you're opening a can of worms. The Tick has been called.
I just say that because it's been on cable lately.
What? I don't remember any of the villains.
The cartoon or the...
Chairface Chippendale.
Yeah.
The guy with the shotgun for a nose.
Who were the bullet-headed guys? The guys with like the...
There was a bullet... He was one of the heroes. I can't remember.
No, well, the guys like in the helmets that were in like the...
Well, there was the human bullet, which was the guy who had a bullet head that shot.
But they had like the helmets, you know, and the suits, and they were in like the kind of like a blimp or some type of air thing. Am I thinking of something? Isn't that?
I think you're. Yeah,
okay. I just don't remember that.
I don't remember all of them. Okay. I just remember what they look like.
But
there was the Madman Bomber.
But yeah, Chairface Chippendale was the closest I think to like a super.
Yeah,
he was like
the giant laser. And he had all the other villains like in his pad.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, Chairface Chippendale was the one that like was the uber bad guy, and then all the other ones were his sort of lackeys and minions and such.
So he was the sort of Luther.
Yeah.
Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
Head of the Legion of Doom type.
But then
that's what we really need is like if you get them all together.
Well, the Legion of Doom.
You know,
that's why you get them all together. And then you get,
but isn't
like,
it, maybe, well, then
Solomon
Grundy. That is basically like the Bilderberg group.
Supposedly Solomon Grundy won't pants too.
I think that's kind of on the, I guess the...
Brainiac's
fucking awesome. Brainiac is totally cool. He's the only cool thing on the new Justice League.
I am Brainiac.
He's totally cool. I saw the one the other day where he was inside it was like an android. He was building the new body for himself. He was like inside a thing. He looked like Luther. They thought it was Lex Luthor, but it was
really?
Brainiac had rebuilt.
Yeah,
him.
Brainiac's awesome.
He's cool.
But then, you know, there's cool supervillains from that whole Legion of Doom thing too. Manta.
He wasn't a supervillain. So see, that's the thing. Like Luther is a supervillain. Most of the rest of them are just bad. Like Gorilla Grodd's not a supervillain.
Gorilla Grodd is awesome.
You know,
what are you talking about?
Sinestro
had the anti-Green Lantern.
He had
ring.
A yellow ring.
Yeah, I mean that kind of makes you super. If you can fly, you get to be a supervillain. You may not have the resources to do that.
Those are villains with superpowers.
Yeah, because
I think
the supervillain thing
like.
it's large scale operations.
Like the Uber villain.
It's not like, because those guys were like out robbing banks.
So what we're
saying is, like the Joker. The Joker's out robbing banks. That ain't super villain stuff.
So what we're saying
supervillain stuff is like blowing up a country.
Well, if you're a superhero, all you got to be able to do is like something like fly or crush things or throw trucks.
It's a double standard.
It
heroes
is.
Heroes are always super.
You have to be a lot more powerful villains to be a supervillain than you do a superhero.
It's a double standard.
Yeah. Because see, the superhero, he is all about, he's self-sacrificing. That's where his super thing comes from.
Yeah.
He's doing all this because it's his duty to do this, to save everybody. That's what makes him
Yeah, because Peter Parker is hardly rich.
Yeah.
And he's a superhero.
So his big thing is like, yeah, that's why they're the superhero.
Yeah.
Whereas the supervillain, it's all about themselves.
And, but then Dr. Octopus wasn't rich either. He had to get funding. And then he had to rob banks.
It's the resources.
See, got to have the resources. Got to get the money.
Doc Ock's not supervillain level.
No, he's just villain. He's a good villain.
Yeah, he's awesome. But like Kingpin, you know, that's super.
Yeah,
villain.
Kingpin.
Kingpin's big time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Mr. Sinister. That's
Kingpin is super villain, but he's only really interested in, like, Hell's Kitchen.
Who's this?
Kingpin. You know, he controls, like, New York. I would assume he has connections all over the world, but
they
never
Kitchen
really
thing,
talk
that's,
about it.
Because that's where Daredevil's from.
Yeah.
So that's the connection there. But he's big. Kingpin's supposed to be in big time, but...
Yeah. But I don't think he's a worldwide supervillain. You know, it's not like the Kingpin, you know. And then there's a, you know, like, yeah, and then you have the battles between superheroes and supervillains, like, where they all get together, you know, and fight each other. So you have, like, all the supervillains fight all the superheroes.
Yes.
That kind of thing. Like I don't want to get on a comic book tangent or anything like that. But what are some of the things that, like, supervillains would make that would do mass destruction? I've always, you know, quoted the weather
big
machine.
Stuff.
You know, whenever
weather
things...
Weather machine?
Yeah.
Giant lasers.
Like, in the middle of summer when, like, it's raining one day and, like, freaking out the next where it's, like... filthy hot, and then the next day it's really windy. And
thunder, lightning, and snow.
Yeah.
Thunder, snow.
Yeah.
We've got a thunder blizzard.
Yeah, that's super villain weather right there.
The weather machine. Yeah.
The weather machine.
But exactly what would a weather machine allow you?
You'd be able to destroy places.
You could create tsunamis.
You could make a hurricane and launch it at the United States. And then you'd say... You know, give me X number of dollars.
So it's all about. So it is ultimately all about money.
It's all about money.
Give me $50 billion, or I'll drop a hurricane on city. Whatever you know.
$50 billion.
That's nothing.
City X. I mean, you know, but
it's like the Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I'm
thing.
Just, I'm
where,
just, well, I'm
how
just,
much money?
Ultimately,
you know,
yeah,
it's
you're so, just gonna hold.
Well,
a
it's all relevant to the amount of money you spent making. The device that you're holding everybody ransom
you've got,
with.
They have to use least once to make sure it works,
you know, you
and
want
to
it
demonstrate
turn,
the
you,
power of their space-based
but are they always, I mean,
destructive machine.
They're not
machine.
Always going to do it just for money.
No, but you want it to turn a profit, you know, so you
got
to
get
your money out of it. Otherwise, you'd just be in regular business.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, there are the sort of the ones that are more... ideological, you know?
Sure.
They have, like, sort of their...
Well, if you could spend $100 million and make a device that would do that, and you could get $100 billion,
yeah.
That's 1,000 times profit. That's awful tasty.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's...
Cash,
you know, but there's the ones that are more like, you know, that have their sort of their vision of the future and...
Right. I was thinking of...
Yeah, that's the
ones
more
who
idealistic
have,
yeah.
Who take
supervillains.
Two other parties and put them against one another and get them wiped out. You know, like the whole Cold War thing. Let's get, I'm going to get the U.S. and the Soviet Union to
see
duke
that,
it out.
That,
they'll both
what,
be gone,
yeah.
And then look who's left.
That's
be the supervillain.
See, Spectre was like that.
Yeah.
Spectre often played them.
Against each other. Against each other. That's exactly.
And kind of sat back and made money off it all.
Sure.
Nasty bunch of guys.
Had the cool logo too with the octopus.
The ring.
It's awesome ring. I want a Spectre ring.
The giant octopus ring.
I'd wear that with pride on my pinky.
The pinky ring?
I'm
surprised. I've never
Spectre
seen it.
Spectre pimp. Oh, I know. There ought to be. I bet I can Google it and find Spectre ring.
I don't know.
But yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you see, that's the thing, though. That's an organization with ideals. But they're, you know, they're money-making. They want to make money off the governments. That's the way it works out with
well,
that.
Well, they have to fund all their operations. I mean, yeah. You know, they do, you know, blackmail, extortion, all that's part of it, you know.
Yeah, they're more politically motivated, but in a financial way. Whereas, you know...
But you never really get a sense, really, of, like, what Spectre's ultimate goal is.
No, Chaos, on the other hand, Chaos was all about...
Chaos.
They just wanted to thwart... What was the Get Smart organization?
Control.
Yeah, they just wanted to thwart Control and Chaos.
Control and Chaos, yes.
It's good versus evil. It's very...
I think, you know, they're generally represented. I mean, that's, you know, whether it's, like I said, Uncle and Thrush and all the ones.
Yeah.
With you know, they're always set up.
Well, even as far back as, like, Wild Wild West, with the supervillains that they had in Wild Wild West.
Dr. Loveless.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just one of those super genius guys that was all about his personal, you know, power.
Mm-hmm.
He had all the cool guys. He was much cooler in that one when he was the midget guy.
Sure, the midget guy.
Then Kenneth Branagh.
Yep. Yeah, oh, good Lord. That was so bad.
But yeah, I've never seen
that. That was so bad.
The movie is terrible.
The show was great.
The show was campy, but
I love that show. I love that show.
Because it was like secret agents in the Wild West.
So I never saw it.
They were government agents. I think they were the Secret Service.
Okay.
But it was made like a 60s secret agent show.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just like a Rawhide ripoff or something.
Those were around at the same time, Get Smart and Wild Wild
and
West.
Man from Uncle. It was basically like the Man from Uncle done in the West.
Yeah.
But yeah, Robert Conrad was like the good-looking, you know, he's pretty much like Shatner was on Star Trek. Like he beat everybody up and always got the chick. And then he has his sidekick played by Ross Martin, who was like the more gadget type of guy. But they were all cool because they were like Old West technology gadgets. And he did a lot of disguises.
Yeah, which is why the movie had the over-the-top, like, giant, like, steam-powered spider and everything.
But their arch-nemesis was Dr. Megalito Loveless, who was this midget, who was, like, this super genius, and he was always, like, coming up with some scheme to you know, rob a train full of gold.
Yeah, it would always be, like, plates to make money or gold.
But he had a lot of weird gadgets. He would have, like, there was the one with, like, a laser or something. It was all, like, a real primitive-looking thing, you know. But it's just another variation on that. And, you know, there's that Victorian type of, I guess that's slightly pre-Victorian.
I don't know. What is that considered when it's Western?
Well, that's just Western, but I mean, but that era, that's roughly the same era as, in England.
1880s, 1890s. That's still... Yeah, it was in that era, too. It was post-Civil War, but 10 to 15 years past.
Yeah.
So,
but just in this country. I guess that's Victorian, because here we have Victorian...
Yeah, we have it just refers to the time period.
To the time period.
Yeah, late reign of Queen Victoria, basically. 19th. So
we have one of the largest...
Well, it could be Edwardian. Is Edwardian precede Victorian?
No, Edwardian is...
It's after.
After.
That's around, like...
That'd be World War One.
Yeah, like World War One.
Let's say the 20s. The 20s, I think, is Edwardian.
Well, then, you know, there was, sure, like...
I don't know about that one. But that's, you know, the same sort of... He's a similar villain, supervillain type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Dr. Loveless, but... And it's the same... He didn't have, like, an organization, but... I guess, whether it's, like, the individual thing, one-on-one, or the organizations, it's... I don't know.
Well, with Loveless, he wanted to see his genius realized. You know, he wanted to make his genius real. And that sort of is an ideal. It's a selfish ideal. It's not one born of necessarily, like, world change. But it is one of, like, world... It's not change because of change. It's like change because of my idea. It's like when my idea has come to fruition, the world will change rather than who...
They need validation.
Yeah, they need validation. So yeah. That's the important thing there. So there's that type of supervillain, the one that needs to have his ideas realized. And the change is sort of secondary to that effect. And then you have the people that want change, and they're the ones that will, like, capture geniuses to make their ideas come. So there's the genius that makes his own machinery or devices to affect change, and then there's the ones that want change and therefore capture scientists or have people working for them that make the devices that affect change. So, So you have that kind of that thing going on. So, but there still hasn't been anybody that's made a space station. You know,
that's true.
That doesn't change the fact that nobody's up. We don't know. But there's.
I've never been to space. So
no, I've never been to space either. Which sucks.
Hopefully, if they do, they build a space station that looks cooler than the one we built.
See, that's the thing. I had a roommate. My roommate once asked me, you know, so what do you think about us going to Mars? And I'm like, you know, I want to go to Mars, but I want to be apathetic about going to Mars. I want to be like, oh, man, I got to go to Mars again. That's like a, you know, long flight. And
Mars sucks.
I know. It's like kind of boring.
You're like, man, Mars sucks. There's nothing to do on
Mars. It looks like we'll never get there because, like, we got Backstreet Boys or NSYNC Boys paying to get into space, and they sent up another tourist into space.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
The
another
Ruskies?
Another tourist, yep.
Well, they got to find...
That's
their thing. They got to make money somehow.
Oh, well, yeah.
Other than selling MiGs to the Indians and...
But that's just it, though. Where's all the Russians selling off, like, space hardware to supervillains? And, I mean, some
well,
of these guys...
I don't... Maybe they just don't have quality. Maybe I mean, if you think about it,
they have
Russian
the,
space vehicles don't have... aren't designed to come down very pleasantly.
Mm-hmm. What, so the Buran?
The Buran was...
The Buran is now a restaurant in Moscow.
Oh, this is that the shuttle?
Yeah,
the Russian shuttle?
It was at one time for sale for like $1 million. It was like $1 million.
Yeah, there's a guy that bought it and like put it, or one of them, and put it like, it's sitting in Moscow, like, and it's a diner.
Right. Well, so you never know if that would work anyway, because it never flew.
I wouldn't trust something like that.
No.
I just don't want to be in a spacecraft that comes down back to Earth and lands on the dirt. Which is what their space capsules do. It's like, why didn't they just land in the water?
Sure.
Bouncing off the countryside.
But getting back to subject, how would you destroy the Earth if you were a supervillain, Derek?
Assuming I just wanted to kill everyone?
Well, or to get your way. I mean, what
would you
do?
Bring the,
not necessarily destroy
the civilized
the Earth,
world under your
But how
thumb?
Would you bring it under your iron fist?
Yeah.
I'd probably spend much more time working on my outfit. That would be the initial thing. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, I'd have to have a Zeppelin. It's just not worth it. I have to have a Zeppelin and a really cool outfit. Because that way, I'm going like the visual impression, the intimidation. If you appear on screen when you broadcast your message to the world...
Like everybody's television, you want to be able to interrupt
you
everyone's television.
You take over all the
sets.
Transmission.
That's the best thing
and when
ever.
And when you appear there on screen, you don't want to be like wearing, you know, a T-shirt and jeans. So you got to have the look, right? You got to look like, you know, whatever the crazy, you know, whatever super villain, Dr. X or whatever, you know. You've got to have the look. And you've got to be, like, you know, hovering somewhere over the South Pacific in your command Zeppelin, broadcasting to the world, you know, your message of I want ever how many, you know, gazillion dollars or whatever.
Sir, that's not a number.
You know, that sort of thing, you know. I'd put so much time into that. And then the actual mechanism of destruction would almost be... an afterthought. Like, well, I guess we could do it this way.
We got to give it to him, though. Look how intimidating that cape is.
You know, but I'm there, like, in the helmet and the cape, and I'm standing, you know, and, like, your couple of your lieutenants behind you, you know, and you're standing there, and there's the big banner with, like, the fist and the sun, you know, and you're, like, standing there looking rather fascist in your, you know. You got to have, like, the dais with the big chair, and you're sitting there, you know, with the... the scepter. I gotta have a scepter too, you know. And
how long have you been having these thoughts?
7, 8 years old.
Sure.
You know?
So right on.
You
right
gotta
on.
Do it like that. And you can, you know, you gotta. Do you have like? I think I'd have like a mask, or some sort of, you know, ominous. I think a mask would be cool, you know.
Sure.
That'd be kind of cool. Or like, just like a weird,
like, you know, cobra.
A Cobra Commander?
Cobra Commander is awesome. Yeah. Which one did you like? Did you like the silver face mask or like the hood?
I liked the silver one. The
yeah.
hood was weird. With
the hood's
little
cool, though.
The hood with the holes, he just reminded me of Dumb Donald from from Fat Albert. That's what it used to make me think of, you know?
Oh, my God.
Because he had like the bag over his head with two holes. It was like a blue sack with two holes.
He could be like Destro, though.
Destro was rad.
Destro had the coolest outfit.
But, yeah, I like the one with the helmet with like the silver sort of mirrored face. See, how cool would that be?
Yeah.
If you had like a helmet and the whole face of it was just like a big mirror. So whenever people were looking at you, all they saw was themselves. That would totally freak people out.
Oh, yeah.
And you were just this, like, faceless thing, and then you had, like, the cool voice coming out of it. Though he had kind of a weak voice, actually.
Well, he's had Starscream's voice.
Yeah, he had that sort of raspy, but...
Which is another thing. Like, Megatron. Excellent superhero. Or, excuse me, villain.
Megatron's
depends
awesome.
On which side you're on, I guess.
Unicron.
The freaking planet, man.
Yeah.
But, see, that's serious business.
Yeah. When you're a bad planet, there's not a whole lot... people are going to do to try to stop you. I mean, what do you do? I mean, you know, given that most people don't have like a giant arsenal of weaponry, and even if they did, it would be really hard to do much damage to the planet. If you wanted to destroy the Earth, you'd have to really work hard at it.
Drill to the center.
Yep, you have to drill to the core. Do something with the core.
Stop it.
Man, didn't they do that? Have you seen that movie? Have you seen The Core?
I saw the beginning where they land the space shuttle on the Arroyo, and that was enough
for
me. Wow.
I've never seen it. You're a lucky man.
I saw a little bit more of that. But anyway. It's...
So you want the mask, and... that's good. See, I
think you need to be intimidating. But yeah. I say the mechanism of it, I guess it depends on... whether you know, just to destroy stuff, I'm not sure it really matters, but...
I think I would want to destroy stuff. Giant robots.
The question is...
You have to demonstrate your power at some point. So.
I'd want a sky captain sort of thing going on, definitely.
The real thing is, you know, do you want to have any use for that, or do you just want to destroy it? Because if you just want to destroy it, you can bomb it, you can do the weather machine, giant robots, you can, you know... unleash some plague or toxic cloud or whatever,
sure.
You know?
I mean, but plagues are so boring. I mean, everybody dies and there's no real carnage. There's no realization of, like, your master plan other than everybody just dies, you know? There's no, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no shock and awe. There's no destruction by something they've never seen before. There's no grand realization.
An army of really hungry radio-controlled monkeys.
Try.
As I sit up in my flying fortress.
Man, you really got this worked out, don't you?
Because you gotta have one of those big.
You mean you haven't thought about? I've thought about this.
Because you gotta have.
That's detailed.
But you gotta have.
I mean,
I'm going
a different route.
You gotta have one of those big old round microphones, like from the
30s. Yeah. Oh, sure.
As you sit there and you go, "Radio monkeys attack!" And like they all come in and they've got like the antenna screwed into the top of their heads. And they go, "Dee dee 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 dee," and get the transmission and go. Something like that. I don't know, because that would just freak people out. Like they're just running and like they.
Yeah.
You know, the army mows down the first wave, and there's plenty more, you know, just unleash another 30,000 on the city.
Well, but I want atomic supermen.
How are they atomically, are they made by the power of the atom?
Yes. They're men that have been turned strong by the...
You want to surround yourself with sweaty, strong men?
They're...
Do they glow?
Man.
Do they glisten?
I retract my statement.
What exactly?
I just want attacking Superman.
Do you want them? Do you want them like turned into Superman by atomic power?
Yeah.
Or somehow atomically powered.
Yeah, atomic power.
my nuclear fuel cell.
Yes, my evil reactor turned them all strong. Atomic strong.
So you want it?
I don't know.
A race of atomic Superman.
Yes, that's right. A race of atomic Superman.
That's got to be in some serial, I think.
I think somewhere. That's actually in the Ed Wood. The Race of Atomic Superman.
Oh, is that one of those?
I think so.
Bride of the Monster or something?
Yeah.
Bride atomic of the Atom? Which became Bride of the Atom.
So I don't know. I want Legions of Zombies.
What's your idea, Ted?
Well, you know, I don't know how it'd be super villain, but I think if I were going to be a super villain, I'd want to be one of those rogue arms dealers that, like, makes super weapons and then gets nations in a bidding war over, you know, over some kind of evil weapon, and then the other side tries to, you know, like the, I don't know, just say the Russians are, like, are the highest bidder and they get, you know, and I'm the rogue arms dealer. And then the Americans, you know, try to infiltrate the base and steal the technology or whatever. I like the rogue arms dealer.
You're like Destro.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
I would love it. Destro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Basically, you make this
have your independent compound where you just develop super weapons.
Like the glider?
And then sell them to nefarious individuals.
You know, because you got to have the Cobra glider.
The invisible cars and all that stuff.
Yeah.
What was up with the Cobra glider?
It's like if Q went bad, that's when, you know.
Destro.
Yeah, like the MI6 Q branch gone bad.
Sure.
The evil gadgeteer.
That
would
be cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if I were going to be a super villain, I think I'd want to be, like, one of my favorite super villains. And I know a lot of people that know me are going to be like, man. All right. But, yeah. Thulsa Doom. I want to be Thulsa Doom.
So you want to be like a mystic?
I want to be a god. Yep.
Okay. I was watching that movie just the other day.
Man, Conan's so awesome.
And Thulsa is amazing. But I think it's very underrated. It's a really good, like, in its own way, it's kind of a treatise on, like, the perils of National Socialism.
Think so?
Yeah. Because he's basically, I mean, his whole power base is built on the cult of personality.
Well, I mean, have you seen the Chronicles of Riddick?
No.
I watched it. I didn't hate it. I mean, this... It was better than Star Wars. It was better than Revenge of the Sith. Honestly, it was better than Revenge of the Sith. I thought.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
But it's Conan in space.
Oh.
Its plot is exactly the same as Conan.
I was thinking about it, you know, and I was sitting there watching it, and it's like the whole thing. It's basically, I mean, whether you want to look at it as like, or even just as like a warning about, you know, cults or you know, Jonestown or the type of thing, you know, but it's his whole power base is like that sort of the cult of personality. It's you know, he's the, and you know, they also give him magical powers, but it's basically, you know, he's
there. That's right, because the magical powers really don't come into the story until very end,
you know, and he doesn't really do anything.
He's just got lots of people around,
you know, but it's all, and while it is, it's like, I was sitting and watching, it's like people don't like, this is somewhat on subject, because if you mentioned Hitler earlier.
Yeah.
Or you know, which is, again, like I said, National Socialism, this sort of the cult of personality. It's like, people don't like living with questions, especially big questions.
No, and when people can give them what they want,
it's easier
they'll
to
follow.
It's easier to be given answers than to go find the answers.
Yeah.
So in general, people appreciate it when someone can give them the answers to the big questions. And that's how that whole sort of cult of personality, that power base, you know, and you wind up with things like Jonestown or the Branch Davidians or Heaven's Chimney.
Heaven's Chimney.
you know, or any of the, you know, and the calls, or even in the, to the, you know, the whole, the you know, National Socialist Germany. I mean, that's, but I was watching Conan, and I was thinking, it's like, that's basically, you know, again, it also is like the sort of primal story of, you know, revenge and everything, and all of that, and his personal...
Well, Conan became who Conan was. Not that he wouldn't have turned out to be a badass anyways. I mean, he was...
Well, I think he became who he was because of Tulsa Doom. Because of his victimization.
Yeah.
And I think that's another part of it, too, is like, you know, the heroes are made because the bad people do the bad things.
Yes.
That's what makes the good people have to become the heroic figures. It's not something that they would otherwise do. You know what I mean? So it's like if they're, you know, whatever, and if you want to translate that to comic books, you know, if there weren't the arch villains, then Peter Parker could just go to college.
I don't think Conan's a hero, though.
Conan's the anti-hero. Yeah. Conan does heroic things by...
I mean, he's
the
a
fact
thief
that he goes after the baddest of the bad. Because he goes after the people with the power.
He doesn't do bad things to good people.
No. Yeah.
Except for take their loot. But I think he really loots bad people.
But he's more like, he's more, you know, he steals from people who could have... Can afford to lose stuff.
Well, that's just it, though.
He wouldn't.
He goes after the people who have power.
Yeah.
And the
people. And I think, you know, even though he has a personal vendetta with Tulsa Doom, he appreciates the fact that he's not a good person. And he's. Sure. I think Conan's intelligent enough to see what's going on and that, you know, that there's, you know, more to it than just he killed his parents and his people, you know. But I was there, you know, and I think that's. So
he knows it's wrong to eat heads.
But I mean, I was watching and thinking, you know, how Doom, he's basically giving them license to indulge themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and then in exchange, and it's like he's not letting them do anything that they couldn't do on their own.
No.
But he's just saying it's okay to do that.
Yeah, he's saying that it's okay to be a hedonist. You know,
and it's the same thing with the dark side and the Sith thing.
Exactly, you give into your passion.
It's like indulge yourself, and someone just telling you it's okay to do that. Whereas, like the good guys, it's all about self-sacrifice
and restraint, over
which
passion.
Which leads me to wonder if we did get a real live supervillain. Would there be an individual that rose up to take them on?
Well, he would have to be equally powerful or rich. I mean, Superman...
So could we get
Superman
Branson?
Is an alien.
Yeah, so but Superman's able to operate sort of above the law, even though he respects the law.
Well, how many millionaire industrialist heroes are there other than Batman?
That's just it.
Tony Stark.
Iron Man.
Okay.
Yep.
Because those are the rare ones. Most of them are. Yeah.
But that drove him to be an alcoholic. So I mean, they're flawed. I mean, Batman.
Tony Stark had physical problems.
Yeah, he had like heart problems.
He had back problems too. He had a lot of pain caused by physical injuries that messed him up.
But yeah.
If Evel Knievel was rich, he'd make a cool superhero.
Well, then there's...
Or a supervillain.
But there's villains like Magneto that aren't so much villains. You can understand why Magneto's a villain.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, wow, you know, that makes sense. You know, why he's doing what he's doing. You know, he not only has ideals, he has reasons for being the way he is that are totally understandable. Then you have Professor X... You know, who's really just wants to further mutants. But so does Magneto. Magneto just wants to also destroy humans. Doesn't want to live in harmony with them at all. He just wants to kill them all.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Plus he's totally cool.
Yeah, he's totally cool.
But, so, I mean, could like... If we envision Bill Gates as becoming the supervillain, I mean, would there, you know, I mean, theoretically, could there, you know, could Branson be the superhero?
I don't know. I mean, he's kind of...
Could you get that?
I think they would fit the archetype of...
If they got in a fight, it would be hard to say who
aren't the most attractive people on the face of the planet. Not that Bill Gates is ugly, But you got like a
blonde
British industrialist who went to space.
But you've got Gates, who's like, he's got all this money. He's like trying to do good things with his charities.
But
people still talk bad about him for being this, you know, for the Windows monopoly and all this stuff. And
one day he's just going to snap.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, and people make fun of the way he looks. People make fun of, you know, his dorkiness. Apparently he's
socially inept the point where it's like almost autism.
All that, you know. So, and then you've got Branson, who's like outgoing, charismatic, mm-hmm. you know, very charming, all this stuff.
He's got millionaire rock and roll playboy. On his side.
Yeah, he's very much that.
And he's got the power of rock or the music industry. He's a self-made man.
Yeah.
Both of them are, really.
So
just need to get together and have something really bad happen to them where one of them gets turned strong.
They both go into space and we get some cosmic rays or something.
Mutated.
Yep. Or Branson's computer gets a virus.
You know, damn Windows.
If something happens, you know, if they're together and, like, you know, somehow Branson has to cause, like, acid to get spilled on Gates. So he gets half melted and he gets himself rebuilt, you know, as like a cyborg, and then he blames Branson for the accident.
Gates takes a ride on his space plane, on the Branson space plane. Something happens on reentry, and he gets like burned to a crisp, and he gets
bombarded with cosmic rays,
or something like that.
You know,
which is the cause of many a supervillain.
So then, you know, he has himself like repaired, rebuilt, you know, all this stuff, and he becomes like this, you know, cyborg, though hopefully not Windows based,
because that you just couldn't rely on him to do what he was supposed to do.
Because I don't know, that just wouldn't.
Or every time he had a plan, it'd take like, we're gonna do this, we're gonna destroy the Earth. A couple of years from now, it's in beta. And then when it comes out, you got to wait for, like, all the patches.
Yes.
And then, you know, it's got to go through revision 2 before it works at all.
And he becomes...
I don't think Gates has the chutzpah to be a supervillain now that we're talking about it in that sense. He'd just be too easy to defeat.
Oh, but see, that's what I mean. He has to be
He'll
hurt.
Have a breakthrough. Yeah.
And then, like, when he's recuperating and he's thinking, and then it's just... he'll have this breakthrough, and he'll see that he's better than all of us. And he's stronger and more powerful than
all of us. You see, I don't think Bill Gates is the one that we should be talking about here. I think we should be talking about Steve Jobs. Because Steve Jobs has exactly that mindset.
Okay.
If he had Bill Gates' money, if he were the guy that had 95% of the market, not 5%, Steve Jobs would be a much better supervillain than Bill Gates. God, I hope he doesn't sue me. But, yes, I think Steve Jobs would be an excellent supervillain. Yes. Yeah, he has that mindset right now. Steve Jobs thinks he's the smartest person in any room he's in. I mean, I'm sure Bill Gates does too, but Steve Jobs is flamboyant about it.
Okay.
And yeah. Steve Jobs versus Richard Branson.
He already has a uniform, too. He always wears the same thing. Black mock turtleneck, long sleeve shirt with tucked in blue jeans. That's
sandals.
That's all he wears. Every
can
time
you be
I've
a
ever
super
seen
villain
him.
With sandals? Can
well,
you?
I don't know. He might change
know.
Out of that.
Maybe Woz will be like the guy that defeats him. Steve Wozniak.
Oh.
He kind of looks creepy. Yeah.
Steve Wozniak's awesome. He's like the Thing. Sort of. I mean, he's just, you know, he's kind of a big dude, you know. He could, like, be, you know, he's awesome. Steve Wozniak's awesome. You know, I totally got respect for that guy. But, yeah, Steve Jobs would make an excellent
supervillain.
So
we could get a couple of good ones and a couple of bad ones?
So is it Steve Jobs versus Richard Branson instead of Steve Jobs versus Bill Gates?
Well, they could fight each other.
Yeah, or they could join forces. Like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates could both be supervillains, and they could get a Legion of Doom going, kind of. They'd get their own little building and everything, live in the swamp. Darth Vader helmet. That's what I always thought that looked like.
Exactly what it looked like. So then Branson sets up, you know, the Hall of Justice on his island stronghold and starts flying around the world finding other superheroes.
Yeah.
To take on Jobs and Gates.
They just need to get cracking. Stop messing around and
start. You just need that one.
I thought you meant a giant squid for a second.
The Kraken.
The Kraken?
Awaken the Kraken and unleash it. Pay me 100 gazillion dollars or I'll unleash the Kraken on New York City.
Oh, yeah.
See, me sitting there on my dais with my scepter and one of those giant microphones. People of Earth. Listen to me.
And see, and then I can come in and say, give me $1 billion and I'll give you the super weapon that's go battle Dr. Whatever.
Okay. Well, we've run out of time again. You've wasted another hour listening to us banter.
Yeah, email us.
Yes, email us your comments. Answer. And we need our robot to read email. He's
bored.
Yes.
He's busy downloading everything off of Google.
Yes.
And expanding his consciousness.
Yes. We got to get him doing something else. Yes. So, destructomundo@gmail.com. Come and visit us at www.destructomundo.com. And our feed
is... Maybe you should spell Destructomundo.
D-E-S-T-R-U-C...
Destructomundo.
T-O-M-U-N-D-O.
Could you use it in a sentence?
I just did. Come visit us at destructomundo.com.
What's the origin of the word?
Destructomundo. Destructo, meaning
from destructo. From the Latin for blow up.
Yeah, blow up. Mundo, meaning world.
Okay.
Blow up world.
Yes.
It's the Latin.
Yes.
Destructo.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yes, but yes, destructomundo@gmail.com. And yes, if you send us an email, our robot will read it on the air. We have yet to send to get an email from anyone, really, that's listened to the show. But in fairness, we just put up the feed.
By the time somebody listens to this program.
Yeah. Well, it'll be up, and you can send us email, and we'll answer you, and you can be famous.
Yes.
We'll read your name on the air.
Yes.
And we may send you...
We might send you some loot.
We'll send you a rub-on tattoo.
We don't have rub-on tattoos.
Well, we will.
We will.
Because we're that cool.
We'll make those cheesy rubber bracelets.
Yes.
So it's feeds. feeds.feedburner.com/destructomundo. That's our feed. Subscribe to us through iPodder, please. Through iTunes, because we need the subscription help. But you're going to have to paste it in until they get us set up, because they're dragging. And
what about their dragon?
I don't know.
What color is their dragon?
Chromatic. Definitely. Okay. You can tell we're nerds. Well, I'm losing my hit points as we speak. Anywho, good night. And no, damn it, we did it again. Well, I did it again. Because it's always night when we do this.
So long,
farewell. We just don't have an exit.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Yeah, but it's a running joke every episode.
Kick ass and keep the faith.
That's right.
Words to live by.
Rock on.